你的城市今天有阳光吗？ Hello， 各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 Michael Bolton， 软摇滚小调歌手，凭着 How Am I Supposed to Live Without You 以及 When a Man Loves a Woman 两首脍炙人口的歌曲，成为两届格莱美音乐奖的最佳流行男歌手得主，并获得4次格莱美提名。80年代末， Michael Bolton 凭借独特沙哑的声线以及富有情感的演唱方式，成为了红遍全球的情歌王子。今天我们会听到来自于 Michael 的一首 You Comfort Me， 你的抚慰。灰暗的天空，低谷的人生，因有你相伴才得以安然度过。 You Comfort Me， 一起去听听吧。
Sometimes it's tough to make it through the day. It's hard enough when all your dreams can seem so far away. I step outside to face the shade of gray. Oh, but even when darkness falls, I look into your eyes and I escape.Baby, you comfort me. Only you remind me to breathe. When my life becomes invisible, you're the only light I need. Baby, you comfort meWhen time is on your side, the hand you trust can suddenly become a blade of light. The winds of war can leave no place to hide. Oh no, until I hear a voice that calls, lifts me up and carries me away.Baby, you comfort me. Only you remind me to breathe. When life makes me a prisoner, it's your love that sets me free. Baby, you comfort me.
相信 Michael Bolton 至情至情的声音一定触碰到了各位心田深处那块柔软的角落。完美的人生是无论幸福还是悲伤都有人与你一起分享分担。好了，一起进入今天的英语学习。咱们说无论是学习还是工作都会遇到不顺和烦恼的时候，当你被低落的情绪所包围快要窒息的时候， 跟着 Linda 一起这样做吧。 Number one, cry when you feel like doing so. 想哭就哭吧。 There's nothing wrong with crying. 哭没有什么不好。 Cry out all your fear and stress and just face the truth after crying. 把你的害怕和压力都哭出来吧。但是呢，哭过以后还是要面对现实的。 Number two, sing loudly like no one can hear you. 大声歌唱，就好像没有人能够听得见一样。 Do you know that in Japan, people always sing karaoke to relieve stress? 你知道吗？在日本，人们经常去 K 歌减压，在中国咱们也是一样。卡拉 OK, karaoke, 释放压力 ,relieve stress. Number three, 写点东西。如果你不想对别人倾诉，那就记录下你的感受，以此表达你的想法。Write down how you feel as a way to express your thoughts if you don't feel like talking to anyone. Number four, don't really like writing? 如果你不喜欢写东西的话， draw something, 那就画点什么吧。Draw anything you want, because no one's going to judge your drawing skills.想画什么就画什么吧，因为没有人会去评价你的画画水平的。Number five, 默默地想一想你最享受的某一天或者某个时刻。Silently think of a day or a moment which you truly enjoyed and try to recapture that very first feeling.试着去想一下这样的日子或这样的时刻，然后尝试着抓住那种感觉。 Was it the day of your graduation? 是你毕业的那天吗？ Or the moment you traveled with your loved one? 还是与爱人一起旅行的时光呢？好了，这个句子里面呢有一个动词叫做 recapture，它是动词，表示再次体验。 Number six, take out your photo albums and go over your childhood photos. 相册 photo albums, 浏览 go over, 拿出你的相册浏览一下，或者翻一翻童年时的照片。Number seven, listen to the songs which you loved when you were in high school or university. 听一听高中或者大学时期喜欢的歌曲。This will make you recall the old good times. 这会唤醒你对旧时光的回忆。Number eight, read the postcards or letters your friends or family sent you before to remind yourself there are people who always remember you. 阅读以前朋友或者家人写给你的明信片或者是书信，提醒自己有人在永远的惦记着你。 Number nine, cook a nice meal for yourself or for your family.为自己或者是家人做一顿美味的晚餐盛宴。 Number 10, if you've kept a diary, read your previous entries and look at your great memories. 如果你有记日记的习惯，读一读以前写的日记，看看自己以前美好的回忆。好了， entry, E-N-T-R-Y, 名词，记录或者是条目。Number 11, dress up nicely to feel happier. 好好的打扮一番，让自己的心情好起来。Number 12, don't stay in your bed. Get your laptop or a book and sit in a coffee place. 不要赖在床上，带上你的电脑和书到某个咖啡厅里面去坐坐。Number 13, Take a walk outside and feel the fresh air. 去外面走走吧，呼吸一下新鲜空气。 Number 14. Go jogging and sweat yourself. 去跑跑步，让自己出点汗。Number 15. Do something nice that no one will notice. Say, picking up a rubbish in the street and throw it to a trash bin. 去做一些不会被人注意到的好事吧，比如捡起街上的垃圾，扔进垃圾桶。Number 16. Watch some funny videos. Sure, you can find a lot of them on YouTube.
看一些搞笑的视频，大家一定会在 YouTube 上面找到很多的。
Number 17. Eat something you like. 吃一些你自己喜欢的东西。Be it a chocolate cake or an ice cream. Just please yourself with the flavor you like.
像是巧克力蛋糕或者是冰淇淋，喜欢什么口味就选什么口味吧。
Number 18.Get drunk with your close friends at home.
啊，和你最亲密的朋友在家里面喝个酩酊大醉吧。
A safe place for you to get drunk and get crazy.
因为家里呢是一个可以让你大醉发疯的安全的地方。
Let loose and have fun with your very close friends.
和你的最好的朋友一起放松，享受。
Let loose 短语表示释放，随心所欲的意思。Number 19. Reread your favorite book and write down the sentences or passages that you love.
重读一下你喜欢的、最喜欢的那些书，把你最喜欢的句子或者段落抄写下来。
Number 20. Call your best friend and just talk or gossip.
给你最好的朋友打电话。聊聊天或者八卦八卦，总共20个温馨小贴士。当你因为工作或者个人生活而沮丧灰心的时候，希望以上这些小贴士能够帮助到你。或多或少的，每个人都会有自己无法言说的不开心和小痛苦，最重要的是一定要能及时从阴影当中走出来。有时候谁都帮不到你，只有自己。希望大家一切都好，我是琳达，咱们下期见。
The faces change when time is on your side. The hand you trust can suddenly become a blade of light. The winds of war can leave no place to hide. Till I hear all